Hello, this is Hap Holly, KC.RP, founder and producer of, what else, The Rain Report. I'm not going to have a program this week simply because I just got home Thursday night from hernia surgery, and frankly, here on this Saturday, I still don't have a whole lot of energy for producing a new program. So I thought I would take some time here to talk to you a little bit about Rain, about the Rain Archive CD that will be coming out, what's going to be on it, and why now. If you want to air this on your repeater, you're welcome to do so. I'm not going to promote the purchase of the CD, but simply give you information about it and why we're doing this year and why we haven't done it before. Rain is primarily a two-man operation. Myself, as the producer and copyright holder, and the guy who does all the interviewing and who tapes all of the forums at the Dayton Hamvention each year with permission of the Hamvention folks and then draw from them during the year. And the guy who then writes the scripts and sends them out to one of a handful of folks that you hear and then piece it all together on my old aging 500 megahertz Pentium 3 computer. The other guy is my web guy, Mark Bonhoff, WB9UOM, with whom I have a licensing agreement for him to be the exclusive distributor of Rain programming on the internet. In return, he gives me updates each week of the files, updates the look of the page, keeps the links working, and provides a very nice looking page from all reports. Being blind, I have to go by what others say, of course, in that respect anyway. Mark does not get paid for his efforts. I surely don't get paid for our efforts. So Rain really is not a formal entity. It is strictly something that I do and have since the late 80s. Someone might say, well, gee, why don't you make your programs available on other websites? And my reply is, well, what incentive then would there be for Mark to put the time in every weekend to update the files and to put up the Rain program summary and provide the Rain program summary mail list, which averages somewhere around 700 recipients each week, folks who opt in and opt out, and for him to provide the website he owns, rainreport.com. The Hamvention costs about $600 a year, half the money of which typically comes out of my pocket. And I was thinking earlier in the winter, what can I do? So the Hamvention weekend anyway, which is two-thirds of the Rain budget, to pay for itself. Half the costs are actually covered by the annual donations of two terrific ham radio clubs in the Chicago area. The only two organizations, I might add, two radio clubs anywhere that annually contribute to Rain. And is most appreciated. The first is the North Shore Radio Club, who maintains 2-meter, 220, and 440 machines in the Chicago area, and who carry Rain on Thursday nights along with Newsline. And the other is the York Radio Club, who write a check from their treasury on the evening of their February banquet, and then pass a hat for another few bucks for Rain. So that's always so much appreciated. It really, really is. And of course, that covers all of the four nights of lodging, the cost of driving 300 miles down and back, meals. The lodging is in a studio, by the way, $42 a night, if you care, in Miamisburg, Ohio. And of course, the cassettes. Yes, we still record all the forums on cassette. I know, it's not very high-tech, but I thought, you know what? I've got all this Rain programming that I produced clear back into the... Thank you. Clear back into the late 80s. That's just sitting here deteriorating on cassette that could be put to better use, that folks might want to have for their own libraries. Maybe pick up a copy for specifically for club programs, whatever. So I decided, okay, I would begin this year putting out a Rain Archive CD each year. Each year I will put out a CD of the previous year's programs. So Rain Archive CD Volume 1 will include all the 49, 50, however many programs from last year, MP3s, of course, as well as the one of my favorite programs, if you will, with some of the more notable and some infamous folks in amateur radio, beginning with the years of 1990 and 91. So each CD will have about 160 different programs on it. Now they're MP3, so you cannot play it on a regular CD player. And the plan is to have it set up that when the CD is loaded into a computer, that you would get an HTML page that would show you the entire contents of the CD, and that you can just enter on a link and have it begin playing for you right away. And I'm just going to charge $10 for the CD. I figure if I don't charge too much, perhaps that will help limit some of the pirating that will happen. And as a copyright holder, I'm quite sensitive to the problems of pirating today. But I look at my RAIN programming as my children, my RAIN reports. They're my children. And it's time to let some of those children out in the world and fend for themselves and to benefit other people. If we find these RAIN programs cropping up on internet websites and we just deal with them via their ISPs, and that has always been very effective. To the internet service providers are quite sensitive about their customers carrying copyrighted material on their websites. Even if I were just to sell 30, 40 copies, that would basically cover the rest of our costs for the hamvention. And that's all I'm looking for. When it does come out, it will be probably April, and probably make it available in PayPal or check. And my guess is right now it'll be $10, as I mentioned, plus $350 for shipping or something. I don't know, but that will be determined soon. And there'll be a link off rainreport.com that will give you a rundown of what's on it, so you'll be able to get it. Real clear picture of what programs are on it and aren't. Just a final big thank you to Mark Bonhoff, WB9UOM, who has faithfully now for 9 years maintained rainreport.com. And also a big thank you to CQ Publications, because they have been an underwriter the past year of our broadband stream. If it weren't for CQ, we would neither have our 32 kilobit Windows Media broadband stream. If you haven't used it, check it out. Sounds good. Nor would we have the RAIN Archive, the last week's program. That was something we never could have all these years until this past summer. Thank you so much to CQ for kicking in a few bucks each month. And you know, I have one more group I need to thank a lot, and that is the Dayton Hamvention, who allows me, and has for a number of years, to record with unrestricted use all of the forums that are put on in those four forum rooms all weekend long. And of course, a thank you to those RAIN volunteers who go to the Hamvention and help flip tapes all weekend long and so forth. And the RAIN readers, who I send the Word files to, and they send them back as MP3s. Thank goodness I do all this on my old aging Pentium 3 500 megahertz computer. That's something I had a dream about until I took a computer class for the blind and visually impaired back in 1999. My goal was to produce this programming in 2 years on the computer instead of mini disc as it was before that, and cassette before that, and open reel before that. Well, it took me 3 years. All right, so it took me a year longer. But SoundForge and Windows 98 and me are all good friends. Do we make money with RAIN? God, no. Do we break even with RAIN? No. You talk to anybody in ham radio programming, a Vern Jackson of the 160-meter Gateway Radio Newsletter, or This Week in Amateur Radio, Newsline, none of these make money, let alone break even. And in cases like Vern Jackson, he's a one-man operation. I'm two-man. My budget, by the way, is about 10% of Newsline's. So that's the short of the long of it. Thank you for listening to me babble this week. I thought I would give you a little bit more of an insight of what Rain actually is, and give you a little sneak preview of what's coming up on Volume 1 of the Rain Archive CD. 73, and thanks a lot for listening to this week's pseudo Rain Report. We'll be back with regular programming next week. I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP in Chicago.